Welcome to Journeying the Psalms, a short-form podcast series. I'll be going through the 44 Psalms I've arranged and recorded with my dear friends, the McGraths. Each week, I will share reflections on a Psalm of the Week, a little bit of background to the song arrangement, a thought or two to ponder as you listen, and an accompanying journal with some further reflections and invitations to prayer and practice. This series looks at how the Psalms speak into our lives, how they can get in touch with our deeper emotions and help us better understand ourselves, how they can lead us to live fuller, more honest, more authentic lives, and how they show us a bit of who God is and who we're invited to be in the world. Today's Psalm is Psalm 46, The God of Jacob. Here's the introduction from the journal. The lyrical air Dawning of the Day, Fan Gael An Le, conveys this psalm's message of courage and hope. Through the imagery presented in this psalm, we see mountains falling into the sea and the world in upheaval. Yet, we are also presented with the assuring image of a river that brings joy and the message that we can be still and know that God is the ultimate ruler over all. The tune, The Dawning of the Day, is one of those that is one of the first that children will learn when they're picking up the tin whistle or the fiddle or one of the instruments as they learn traditional Irish music. It's quite simple and very singable as well, so I often will lead this with groups. I teach it to people quite frequently, and recently we have resurrected it and brought it into our concerts again. It's really nice to be able to hear the words afresh and sung in today's context. This is a psalm I turn to again and again for solace, for grounding, for that reminder of how we can get through the storms of life. We seem to be constantly in some sort of upheaval in our lives, whether on a personal level, a collective level, or a global level. The message that God of Jacob is our strength, our help in times of trouble, those are words that never grow old. The Lord Almighty is with us, our refuge evermore. Those are words that never become outdated. And what also remains fresh are the words of grounding in the psalm. There's a river bringing joy, the sacred house of God that shall not be destroyed. Be still and know that I am God. And what a gift those particular words have been to so, so many throughout the world, across time, space, and culture. Be still and know that I am God. It's a reminder that will be forever relevant and useful and comforting, that we can be still with God even when the world seems to be falling apart, even when the world is in upheaval. In this way, we can find calm and joy and strength in the stillness, in the presence of God.